Hello, I'm your host, Jonathan Andrew Walter. Welcome to the Economic Week in Review for July 31st through August 4th, 2006. You can give me feedback to talk@econtechblog.com, and I'd really appreciate it. I'd like to hear questions you have about how to understand economics and use it for investing, things you would like to hear about, and criticism is always welcome, too. This week, economic data was mixed for the 31st through the 4th of August. This is the week prior to the Federal Reserve Board's August 8th meeting, and analysts waded through a series of mixed economic data. They attempted to interpret the direction of inflation in the economy. Personal income and wages increased, for instance, even while employment numbers showed weaknesses. For the week, the S&P 500 index decreased 0.1% to 1,279, and the yield of the 10-year U.S. Treasury note fell 9 basis points to 4.90%. Personal income increased 0.6% in June, following a 0.4% rise in May. The personal savings rate also edged up slightly in June from May, though it remained in negative territory at minus 1.5%. Savings rate, which has been negative since early 2005, suggests that Americans continue to spend money that has been borrowed through credit cards or other means, or obtained by selling investments or other assets. Construction spending in June rose 0.3% from May, driven by a 2.7% increase in private non-residential construction. Spending on construction of private residences fell 1% for the month, which is one more indication that suggests the housing market continues to cool. At the same time, future direction of mortgage rates remains uncertain, and I think the common theme we've seen over the last several months has been in every direction that the economic news is showing. The housing market's slowing down, condo sales are down, it's cooling, it's so far soft. We'll see if it stays that way. Meanwhile, total spending on construction for the first half of 2006 rose 8.5%. Compare this with the same six-month period last year. So, like I said, it's mixed economic news this week. Even though housing seems, especially private residential housing, seems to be slowing and cooling, sales are going down, we did have total sales for the first half of 2006, total spending on construction up 8.5% for the first half of 2006 compared to the same six-month period last year. So it's mixed. It's mixed news still. The Institute for Supply Management, the ISM, reported that the U.S. manufacturing economy expanded in July for the 38th consecutive month. The ISM index increased to 54.7 from 53.8 in June. All you need to know for the basic level is readings over 50 indicate that the manufacturing sector is growing. Readings under 50 mean it's shrinking. Production, employment, supplier deliveries, and inventories all increased for the month, even while new orders decreased. The three industries reporting the highest level of growth for July were primary metals, food, beverage, and tobacco products. Also electrical equipment, appliances, and components. In a separate report, the ISM said that business activity in the non-manufacturing sector continued to grow in July, but at a slower pace than June. The ISM non-manufacturing index, often referred to as the services index, fell more than 2 points for the month to 54.8. Once again, over 50 indicates expansion, under 50 indicates shrinkage of the overall economy for non-manufacturing, so services sector. Survey respondents indicated that higher prices, fuel, expenses, and delivery costs remain areas of concern. Among the industries reporting growth in July were retail trade, educational services, and accommodation and food services. Meanwhile, construction, wholesale trade, and public administration reported monthly declines. Orders for factory goods increased at a lower-than-expected 1.2% in June. Excluding orders in the volatile transportation sector, which increased 7.4% for the month, new orders were almost flat at 0.1%. Orders for durable goods were up 2.9%. And these outpaced orders for non-durable goods, down 0.7%. Those would include items such as food, products, beverage, and clothing. Non-durable goods are things that don't last more than 2 years by their calculations, and durable goods are expected to last over 2 years. The unemployment rate rose to 4.8% in July from 4.6% in June, marking the highest level since February, though this is still lower than the year-ago level of 5%. the total number of new non-farm jobs increased by 113,000, falling short of consensus expectations for the fourth consecutive month. At the same time, average hourly earnings rose 7 cents to, can anyone guess, $16.76. For the month, the new job growth was strong in the professional and business services sector, as well as in healthcare, food services, and mining. Did you know that the average hourly earnings in the U.S. is $16.76, and it's went up 7 cents this last month? Good conversation. The focal point of the next week's economic news, looking ahead, will be Tuesday's meeting of the Federal Reserve Board's Open Market Committee, the FOMC. There has been recent debate as to whether the FOMC will raise the target rate for the federal funds rate, continuing the monetary tightening campaign, it began in way back June 2004. Also next week, we'll find out if they do raise that federal funds rate. But then also on Monday, we're going to get reports on consumer credit, non-farm productivity on Tuesday, and the U.S. trade balance on Thursday, with retail sales Friday and business inventories as well on Friday. Here's a quick recap of what some of those reports from this week actually mean. Personal income and personal spending comes out once a month with revisions from the Bureau of Economic Analysis and the Department of Commerce. It's a report of the income households receive from all sources, such as wages, salaries, employer contributions to pension plans, rental properties, and dividends and interest. It also includes data on personal spending for durable goods. Those are products with an expected life of more than 1 year. Pardon me, I think I said more than 2 years earlier. It looks like it's more than 1 year is a durable good. And non-durable goods and services, as well as information on the percentage of their income that households are saving. Since income is the major determinant of spending, the report is an indicator of future consumer spending patterns. Construction spending, this was the report that came out on Monday, on August 1st, and that would be Tuesday, and the actual value was, just what the expected value was, construction spending up 0.3%. Construction spending comes out once a month from the Census Bureau, and it's describing the dollar value of new construction activity, residential, non-residential, public projects, everything. ISM Index comes out once a month. It's an indicator of overall factory sector trends based on a survey of purchasing managers at several hundred manufacturing firms in a variety of industries. An index above 50 indicates the manufacturing economy is generally expanding. Below 50, it's generally declining. The initial jobless claims came out as well. Comes out once a week with revisions. Just the number of individuals who filed for unemployment insurance the first time in the prior week. It varies pretty widely from week to week, so 4-week moving average is a truer gauge. Now for factory orders, this came out last week as well on August 3rd. On Thursday, factory orders came out. They were up 1.2%, expected 1.8%, a little below what they expected. Factory orders come out once a month from the census, and it's a report of a dollar level of new orders from manufactured durable goods and non-durable goods. Thanks for listening. This is Jonathan Andrew Walter, signing off. You can get more information and show notes at the blog of jawspeak.com, or you can go to econtechblog.com. They'll point to the same place, and I'll have a link to the original sources in the report as well. Thank you, Vanguard. Have a good day.